Let's talk rock. What's real? What's bad? What's real bad?
I'm E-Dub.
And I'm Mike.
And this is Real Rock.
And Real Talk.
Here we go. Top five bands who should not be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Is that how you word it, or did you want to do, how did you want to word it?
No, I like that.
I can go
like
either
that.
Way.
This is a topic for me. This.
You, is this like you, the ones, that what you're telling me though? The ones that you don't think should be in there?
Oh, yeah. I got way more than five, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just think the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has lost what it's about.
Yeah.
And then the more I looked and researched, people have been inducted. As we get more into the 2000s is when it got worse.
Yeah.
And that's where a lot of these people are.
Some of them that shouldn't even have, that they brought in the 2000s, that should have been, some should have been men back a long time ago, but others that aren't there.
We'll talk about this a little bit, but I did a search for bands that should be in and aren't, and that list was disgusting.
Yeah.
Because there's some.
Do you know what the criteria is?
No.
I looked up the criteria.
What is it?
So it's 25 years after the band's first album's released. Factors for eligibility are artist's musical influence on other artists, length and depth of career, and body of work, the innovation and superiority in style and technique. That shuts out about half of the people that are in this whole thing. Mm-hmm. So, hit me. Hit me with your best shot.
Okay, I just Googled something. We're going to talk about. Just pisses me off. Okay, so this is top five, but it's.
I can go on. Doesn't matter. We don't have a number.
Run DMC. Love them. I think they're one of the original. They're the pioneers of rap.
Yeah,
they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
There's record executives that were in it. I found there's country. In this, I found.
Dolly Parton's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So, Darlene Love. Great soul singer, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think she has a famous Christmas song.
I've found that it's a very broad statement, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's musical artists.
But if you look back, if you go way back, these were rock and roll artists. Mm-hmm. But you know how we talk about rock, like the Platters. Were they really rock and roll? Well, they were back then.
There was so many doo-wop bands in this. I could not believe.
Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
Awesome. Guys were awesome. They had a huge following, did a lot back in the 80s. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I don't think so. Public Enemy. Now, mind you, I'm not picking on rap here. They should have their own Hall of Fame, I think. But that's just me. Janet Jackson. Never considered her rock and roll. Her brother's in, and her, well, the Jackson 5
and
are
the
in.
Jackson 5, and Michael, and Janet, and the other sister. They're all in.
LaToya?
Yes.
I didn't even see that one. Mm-hmm. And, Whitney Houston. Love her. Pop. Rock and roll. So, yeah, I guess that genre is, they should just say Music Hall of Fame.
It should be. Because.
Not rock and roll.
Not Ernest Tubb, the other guy that was real, he was the grandfather of bluegrass, the high voice, Bill Monroe.
Bill Monroe, yeah.
He's in it.
Is he?
Yeah.
Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
Love him. Country. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So I'm going to stop there. You go.
I put it down further the list because as you can see my arrows. Yeah. So I did some comparisons on who got in when and who came in after, and I could not believe who was not first. But even besides that, I found that I could have had a graphic chart across this whole wall of who should not, who did, and who got in first, and who came in second, and who has not. Joni Mitchell is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Now, again, I'm not saying anything against her and her talent, but Joni Mitchell got in, and she got in the year before the Mamas and the Papas. How? Bob Dylan got in before, well, Aretha Franklin's in it.
Yeah.
So if you're going to have her in it, she at least should be in first before Bob Dylan. What she did and her voice. And I mean, I listen to her all day versus Bob Dylan, but John Lee Hooker came in after Bob Dylan. And I don't know. It's just weird to me.
But see, to me, John Lee Hooker is a blues artist.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
You've got Aretha Franklin, which is not gospel soul.
So Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is like it's In my mind, I hear rock and roll.
Ringo Starr is in. That boggled my mind.
Now they just put him with the Beatles.
They're in there too.
Well, yeah, but I don't think Ringo Starr.
They're all in, actually.
Right.
Independently and together.
The Ringo Starr was not a Hall of Fame artist.
I'd love to know
how many records did he sell?
And let's go to innovation, superiority in style and technique. Come on, man.
He was a Beatle.
That's the only reason. That's it. Well, we are going to get a lot of shit from people on this, but okay. So. Let's just talk about straight up rock and roll. Bonnie Raitt. I love Bonnie Raitt.
Absolutely.
But Bonnie Raitt, it's not rock and roll to me. Maybe she had some songs that were kind of in there, maybe. But she beat out Queen. How?
So she went in before they did?
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't understand that.
I think these people, rock and roll, induct these people, this group, whoever this group is, get together like once a year for a luncheon. There's cocktails involved and hors d'oeuvres, and they just bullshit for 3 hours. Then they go, okay, let's pick some people. I got some people we're going to put on the list, and then they just, yeah. I don't know.
The Kinks, Hall & Oates, Green Day. These guys all came in before people like Alice Cooper, Deep Purple, Def Leppard. I mean, I know the Kinks had like 3 songs I can think of that were big, but you're telling me they went in before Def Leppard? First of all, they're more of a doo-wop than rock and roll.
Yeah.
I don't know, they just kind of blew me away. And the Grateful Dead. The Grateful Dead got in before the Eagles. I'm not a Deadhead, though. I'm not either.
I like the song Truckin'.
They got some good stuff.
That's all I really know.
But to beat the Eagles? Man, that's what you're saying. I think there was some alcohol involved luncheons.
I think there's a lot of politics involved.
Oh, there has to be.
And one thing I learned too is there was somebody in the past that got in the Hall of Fame, a group or something, and they only allow so many tickets for the inductees. So like somebody just couldn't invite their whole family. Yeah. They had to pick which family members they wanted to bring. Like 3 or 4. It's maybe 3. It was a really low number. The guy said, screw it, I ain't going. He didn't go.
I think there's that frustration has gone to the point where, because I looked up who did not show up when they were being inducted. Mm. There were some big name bands that didn't show up because they think it's a joke.
It is. I think it's become a joke.
Motley Crue is still not in.
Oh, I've got the list. I'm sure you do too.
Elvis Costello's in and Motley Crue is not.
Scorpions are that. Not in.
Yeah. But Elvis Costello is.
Who?
Not just Elvis Costello. Elvis Costello and the Attractions. I didn't know that he had a name for his other band.
Ozzy Osbourne is not in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and Jody popped that off last night. Asked him, like, no, they're not. He's not in there.
Bad Company's not in.
But Green Day is.
George Thorogood is not in.
Yeah, that
I just
was...
I just pulled this up and I stopped at the store. Just bands who are not in and should be in. And as soon as I opened it up, I went, what? And I didn't see Scorpions on the list. I went, Scorpions got to be in. So I just Googled sitting here with you. Scorpions, no, they're not in the Rock and Roll Fame.
No.
I don't know. I think it's very political. And I think you're right. I think it has become kind of a... Did you know, it reminds me of Hollywood, the Walk of Fame, star Walk of Fame thing, you know, they have in Hollywood. Promise Theater.
Wow.
Okay, so did you know you have to pay for that star? You have to pay for that star. It's 10 grand.
Oh, wow. Well, that explains why some people have them that I don't think should.
Yeah, so
they bought it.
I think something like you apply for it, and then.
So this is not an inductee situation?
No.
Wow.
But then you could, but you got to pay for it. So it's kind of weird how there's all these, you know.
So here's a couple that really I was floored by. I'm going to go back to Elvis Costello. I'm going to go with him at 2003. Joan Jett didn't get in until 2015. But Elvis Costello was in years before. Pat Benatar went in when Dolly did. Now, Pat Benatar, again, should have been in before Elvis Costello wasn't. Metallica came in after Elvis Costello. Foo Fighters, they just came in. That blew me away. Fleetwood Mac, did not until 1998.
Now, the Foo Fighters have only been around for, of course, I keep forgetting the 90s is 30 years ago.
Yeah, they've been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Long time.
Yeah.
Eric Clapton didn't get into the year 2000.
Yeah. See, I had this vision that people that get inducted in the Rock Hall of Fame are like now older and almost retired.
Yeah. You know?
So when I see Foo Fighters, they're still out there rocking.
Yeah.
So they're not retired. I guess I look at Rock and Roll Hall of Fame almost like I do the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Right. They've been sitting up in the bleachers watching games for 10 years.
They had to be retired for so long, yeah. Blah, blah. Then they get voted in. So I see these guys that are getting put in that are still out there doing it.
No, yeah.
So it's kind of weird.
They're still in there. Skinner didn't get in until 2006. Journey not till 2017. And the names like I'm reading you that came in before them, I don't understand. Neil Diamond, love a guy, dude. He is the most non-rock and roll that there is.
I agree.
He's a ballad king.
So you guys listening can't see this, but I'm staring at Craig's list here. It's very, very, very professional. There are arrows and lines and dates, and someone took way more time to do this than I did. But we kind of came to the same consensus.
Yeah, absolutely. Some of the names that are on here that shouldn't be, that I like, you say rock and roll. You got Alice Cooper, Deep Purple, Def Leppard, Depeche Mode's in there. That's not rock and roll to me.
I don't know.
The Doobie Brothers. Bruce Springsteen was in 99, and the E Street Band came in 2014. But Elvis Costello and the Attractions were in at 20. I know I'm bashing on them, but they came in together, but yet Bruce's band and him did not come in at the same time.
See, and I think probably, I don't know the story, but I'm sure there was a screw-up somewhere where they inducted Bruce Springsteen, and then they're going, wait a minute, what? Yeah. We're the band. It's Bruce Springsteen. We should be, so they didn't say, okay, let's go induct the band.
The Eagles, yes. Foo Fighters, yes. Fleetwood Mac. Peter Gabriel, not until 2014. Genesis, 2010.
But I don't see Peter Gabriel and Genesis as rock and roll.
Well, they are if Depeche Mode's in.
Yeah, and Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton.
Yeah. Well, I was blown away when I was seeing the old granddaddies of bluegrass in there.
See, Dolly Parton and Willie Nelson belong in the Country Music Hall of Fame. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they are.
There was two record executives that are in it.
Yeah. Yeah, because they were probably influential. Do you know who they were? I know, I can see who they are. There's those guys that are just...
His name Wise, something...
There's some guys that have discovered a lot of people.
Sure.
And so they've made, as far as they're saying, they've made this contribution.
But there's no factors of eligibility with a record exec.
No. No.
Nothing. And no, 25 years after first album. That's the first criteria.
Yep. Nina Simone is in Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah. That's about as much as Aretha Franklin. I mean, I love Nia Simone, man. Your voice is...
Missy Elliott's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Eminem is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I love me some Eminem, but, man, it's rock and roll.
And Jay-Z is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that was...
I just think that should be in another... They should have different, you know, Hall of Fames.
Van Halen didn't come until 2007. Rush, not until 2013.
Yeah, that's...
Rolling Stones, 89.
Yeah.
The year after Bob Dylan. They followed Bob Dylan with Rolling Stones. Shouldn't that have been the other way around?
I only want to see Bob Dylan on the list, but that's just me.
I don't either. That guy sang folk singer. He's a folk singer. All he did. But
yeah. So I don't understand the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
So that's what I'd like to do next. I think the next one I'd like to do is who we feel should be in and aren't and why. Because there's a lot of good bands out there that should have been in a long time ago.
Judas Priest is not in. Jethro Tull is not. These are guys that were huge in their era. Well,
Hal Ozzie is not in there, man. I mean, that guy, him and Alice Cooper. And Alice Cooper's in. He got in 2011. Those two started a whole new regime of metal.
Motorhead.
Yeah.
Not in.
But Green Day is.
Green Day is.
I liked some songs from Green. I'm not saying anything against them, but how are they in and someone else isn't? That's what I understand. That monopoly.
Again, I think it's purely politics. I really think it is.
Now I'm going to get some shit for this, but Kiss is in. There's not a person on that band that is musically influenced artist for others of deep, having a depth of career, body of work, innovation, and superiority in style other than their makeup and jumping around.
So I'm going to agree and disagree, but I more agree with you. But I think what they did was they inspired, believe it or not, I almost want to say hair bands. Look at Motley Crue. Look at Poison. Look at his bands with the big on stage productions and the makeup. And
they brought Broadway.
But their makeup was
they not, brought Broadway in.
But Kiss's makeup was not glam rock makeup. There's no. A whole different. Those were characters.
It was a show. Yeah,
it was characters, and they had the pyrotechnics. Yeah. And I think back in the '70s, compared to now, their shows had to be a little bit dangerous. Because the pyrotechnics back then
caught fire. Back then,
I'm sure of it.
Yeah, Michael Jackson caught fire.
Well, damn, that was Pepsi's fault.
But I'm saying musically, if they're talking about, you know, Carlos Santana plays a guitar versus any player in Kiss. Come on, man. Oh. They're not. No one sat down with any of them instrumentally and went, "Show me what you know." No, yeah. They know basic chords, and that's all they did.
I'm trying to think of a famous Kiss guitar solo.
Yeah, good luck.
I was at work one day thinking about, I was listening to We're Not Gonna Take It, you know. Mm-hmm. And I want the worst guitar solos of all time. You know, what could be? I can't think of any other than that guitar solo. Remember that one?
Yeah.
It was so lame. I'm like, what are you doing?
He found his whammy bar.
It was so simple and so too simple. It was just kind of like, we need a guitar solo right now. Come up with one. Okay, yeah. Let's do this. Like, there was no shredding. There was no, it was just.
Yeah. Guitar solos are not supposed to follow the melody. And that, he followed the melody of the song. Really, that was all he
really
did.
Kind of lame. I mean, now, why is Twisted Sister not in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
I mean, not saying they should be, but after all these people we're seeing that are,
yeah,
they might be on the they might be on a list somewhere, waiting for their to go in. But
with Motley Crue, there's a whole interview of Nikki Sixx, and they're asking him, you know, what do you think about this? And he's like, I'm at zen with it.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Yeah,
he said his career was already established and made. He doesn't need that to.
Right. And I think some of these guys, what the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has become, is kind of like, now it's not that big of a deal.
Everybody's in it.
I know.
Everybody. And a lot of them shouldn't be. I mean, even just categorically, rock and roll.
Right.
There's almost half the list shouldn't be in there. You've got blues, you've got gospel, punk, but maybe that they're considering punk with rock.
Blue Oyster Cult. Not in there. Billy Idol. I consider Billy Idol rock.
Dude, he was, well, and he follows all this criteria.
I mean,
his
guitar player shreds. He's one of the best.
And his voice was.
You know, he did the guitar solo for Top Gun, right?
No, I did not.
That's that guitar solo. Really? That's him.
Huh.
Yeah. I watch a lot of goofy stuff. Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Yeah.
Not in. America. Now, America. I don't know if they're rock and roll, but compared to a lot of people they're in, they should be in. They were huge in getting a Motley Crue.
About 38 Special.
Yeah, 38 Special. Not in. Foreigner. Not in.
Foreigner's not.
No.
I didn't notice that.
Foghat. Not in. Eddie Money. Not in. Here's one that pisses me off. Boston.
Not in. Yeah, I couldn't believe that.
That just like...
Well, when it took till 2013 for Rush to get in, Journey, a couple years later, 2017 was Journey. Boston should have been in before Journey.
Yeah. Of course, Journey sold a lot more albums.
Did they really?
Oh, yeah.
Over Boston?
Boston had so many albums. Remember they did that.
I don't think they had such a huge following, though.
Well, they do. But I think that screwed them up was they had those first two great albums. I want to say two. I'm not sure if it was a third. It might have been. But then remember they took that break for like...
Yeah.
Then they came out with that...
On hiatus.
And then then they came back and...
Yeah.
So that might have screwed them up. I think they might have lost a fan base. I mean, for concerts. But they're still... Is Boston still...
Still Boston.
Hall of Fame to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just... Who knows? Maybe when we're dead, some of these guys will go in. Or maybe when... After they're dead, they'll go in.
Here's one that I really... CCR.
1993.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good.
Now, John Fogerty was inducted in the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2005. But that's different, a whole different thing.
That's weird, man. I didn't see mine. I was looking for them.
Well, your list, you showed things that might... Of course, I looked at one list.
I went all over the place. I started looking into dates related to what bands came in at what time and who followed from older bands to up to date.
Yeah, so 2023 inductees, Sheryl Crow. Maybe.
Take them over Green Day.
But George Michael?
I'm a huge...
We both are.
Yeah.
But rock and roll?
Pop, bubblegum rock.
Now the Spinners. Early, yeah. those guys were back in the thing of rock and roll. I get that. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah, that's like with Kinks. I mean, back then that was rock and roll. You know, the European invasion. But I don't know, man. I only found three songs of theirs. I was like, okay, I need to go back. And there was three of them I knew. Two of them right out of the gate. The third one was like, oh, yeah, I remember hearing that.
Yeah.
But as much as I listen to music, and I can only three songs, that shouldn't get you in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No.
Not when there's bands like the Eagles and Metallica that have albums and albums and albums of stuff that we all know.
Oh, yeah. Look at Kate Bush.
Who?
From the 80s. Kate Bush.
Don't recall.
She had She had that one big hit that got revamped from the Stranger Things show, Running Up the Hill or something song. Hmm. It got everybody kind of started listening. Kids today were listening to it, liking it. I don't know what else she sings.
I've never even heard her name.
I didn't until I started seeing that thing. Yes. So I don't know. It's kind of weird. I'm trying to think on my own bands that, we grew up listening to. Like bands like Nazareth. Nazareth really only had, to me, one good album, Hair of the Dog. So were they Hall of Fame material? I don't know. Probably not.
If you're going by their rules, I'm still trying to figure out how Ringo Starr's in there.
Well, again, I think it's purely political.
Yeah. And this was only a couple hours of work, and I a lot of fiddle farting around. I could have spent. I told you that. So I was like, I could have spent all night looking up stuff of what, who's where, and what. There's so many names I did not write down. The list just kept going. And I was like, I got to stop because it was ridiculous.
Yeah, what about is Pink Floyd in 1996?
Okay, Deep Purple goes in at 2016. Def Leppard 2019. How did Green Day get in before them? Before Deep Purple and Def Leppard,
Now, here's something I just read. Do you know Dolly Parton turned down the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame originally? Mm-hmm. Probably because she thought like we did.
Probably.
What am I doing in there?
Yeah. Aretha Franklin and Johnny Lee Hooker following Bob Dylan. And then the Eagles coming in after the Grateful Dead. Those just... And I'm probably being way too judgmental on it, but... There should be a layout of, okay, so we're going to name off Bob Dylan, Elvis Costello, Grateful Dead, the Eagles, Mamas and Papas, and Queen. Who do we think should go ahead of who? And they went, let's throw a twist in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And let's throw these guys in, and then later we'll come back to them.
I also wonder if people, or people, but the bands get bought in.
Well, there's got to be money involved in it.
Got to be.
There's got to be. At the time, maybe needing to boost some sales on records or new albums coming out or to regenerate, you know, get things going again back in the public eye.
Yeah, Iron Maiden was snubbed for 2023. Soundgarden. Now, see, Soundgarden.
I love Soundgarden. I was really big into them. But if Soundgarden and George Michael are on the same list coming in.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me. That's what I'm saying. I would love to know. What is okay? So they give us this, but clearly this is not anymore. Clearly that doesn't matter no more.
No.
The criteria. So what is this criteria? I'd love to know what the criteria is to bring in Soundgarden and George Michael.
I think they've just opened up the genre.
Well, if that's the case, then George Michael should be in twice over Soundgarden.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I think now
the it's influence just, he had in the
it's
80s.
Not the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's just the Music Hall of Fame.
That's
what it's become. Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
It is very. I had no idea when I got the phone with you when you're at the ball game. I came in and I started, you know, getting on and looking up stuff, and I was like, "Oh man, this is a mess. I need to look into this. I'm gonna fix the problem." But I think
that's why I quit getting excited or delved into who's going in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because now when I hear certain names, I'm like, oh, I'm done with the Rock and Roll. I'm done.
When Santana, when U2, who was the other one that was really big when they came in? I can't think of the other one. Oh, back when Van Halen came in. I remember those. I remember being excited. I couldn't wait for the show because I knew they were going to be, you know, and then the tribute, the people that got up and sang their songs for them. Mm-hmm. Like when Santana got inducted, man, there was people I didn't even know. Because what you end up finding out is who they really influenced.
Right.
And there was some female guitarists and singers that came out that blew me away that were so influenced by Carlos Santana. It was awesome. And I love those kind of shows. But they're not all that good when you get some bands that come in, you're just like,
yeah, how'd that happen? I was trying to look and see for
the Bee Gees are in. Did you see that?
I didn't see that.
Now, I'm a big Bee Gees fan.
I love Bee Gees.
But
rock and roll?
Come on, man. Now, if you're going to talk about songwriting, okay, yeah, Barry and Maurice wrote stuff for everybody.
Everybody.
And Barry's still writing. Sure. I get that. But for Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, again, this is just how we feel. This is just our little two cents of what we think.
Okay, so check this out. There's a list now of, eligible, these are bands that are eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And you can vote on it. But 50 Cent is on that list. There's bands I never heard of. After Forever, Annie, Bad Meets Evil. I'm trying to think of the Blue Man Group. Brad Paisley. These are people that are eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
How are the Blue Man Group eligible?
I don't know.
How's Brad Paisley? Well, Dolly Parton's in it. Brad Paisley. I will say this. Brad Paisley can play that guitar like it's nobody's business, man. The guy's unbelievable. And I love his voice. He's a great country artist.
He's the king of chicken picking.
He is amazing. Amazing artist, writes great stuff.
Now,
it's not rock and roll.
Buck Cherry is eligible. Huh? But Buck Cherry had one song that I know of.
Powerful song.
That was the ringtone for my ex for a while.
Really?
Yeah. Crazy bitch.
I thought it would have been Stranglehold.
That would have worked too. But yeah, there's a lot. But yeah, so these are just. I don't think we'll see Jessica Simpson's available. John Mayer, but I'm looking for people that actually I think should be. A lot of hip hop and rap on here.
Who'd you say George Michael and who are up? What was that you said earlier?
Oh, that are up. I mean, eligible.
Yeah, you said the two together, and I was like, how are those two, George Michael and? Because it's. One over the other, George Michael all day long over. What was that other one you said?
I don't know. There's a big list here. But yeah, I'm looking for rock artists on this list, and I'm not seeing any. It's a big list.
Holy cow!
These are eligible. I don't see any.
I've never even heard of. Well, I've heard of Sick Puppies, but I mean,
Buck Cherry is the only one that I see that's rock and roll. That's rock. Sorry, rock. Rest of them are just.
I haven't even heard a lot of those bands.
I know.
Ludacris.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne.
56. Sorry,
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne. Yeah.
Because
these people are all eligible. They're not saying they're going to get in. So I don't know when they're going to when they do the voting and stuff like that.
Is Ted Nugent in?
He has not been.
Wow.
The reason said it could be his politics.
I was going to say because he loves his guns. That should have. I don't read that in their criteria. His politics. I don't see that in the criteria.
No, either.
See, that's another thing. That's what I'm saying. I would love to know what the true criteria is. His beliefs and all that has nothing to do with artist musical influence and other artists, depth of career, body of work, innovation, superiority in style, and technique.
Well, I saw a thing here that says, you know, who do not accept Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or snub? Cyndi Lauper. I'm sorry she didn't get in yet. Cyndi Lauper, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No.
Loved her in the 80s.
Yeah, she had some good stuff, but that's...
Yeah, so, and Ted Nugent, I guarantee if he ever does get, while he's alive, inducted, he wouldn't show up. He wouldn't show up.
Imagine the show that
he doesn't even. He doesn't even care, I don't think. Yeah, I don't know. This is kind of, it's weird. It's just, again, I think it's purely political, and I'm sure there's people that will disagree, but I think rock and roll is rock and roll. But obviously that it's opened up. It's just all one genre now.
Maybe we should do our own Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We should come up with our own list. We can have our listeners vote, and we can get a true Rock and Roll Hall of Fame list, yeah. Top to bottom.
Yeah.
Of who should be in. We'll make it for real.
For real.
We'll make up a criteria, and make a true Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We can do subsidiary lists of genres: hair band, metal, thrash metal. And it can breed off.
Right.
We can have it start with rock and roll, and we can have it breed off onto others. So they all have their category: rap, country.
I just feel like there's not anymore. There's so many genres. So I remember, you know, in the 80s, you'd go to a high school dance. Everybody in the town here listened to basically two radio stations.
Yeah.
It was KTMT, playing Top 40. You had KBOY.
KBOY.
Which was playing...
They're still going.
Rock. And then you had... I think we had a country station back then. It was, I don't remember which one it was, but it could have been KRWQ, I'm not sure. But, so when you went to a high school dance, everything was played at high school dance, but we heard on the radio or MTV.
Mm-hmm.
And we all had a blast. You go to a high school dance now... I think I DJed my last high school dance back in 2008, 2009. There were so many genres of music. You couldn't make those kids happy. You were trying to go off the top 40 list. You know what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
These kids were, there's so many different areas to get music that they have. There's so many genres that you could never make anybody happy. I mean, I'm just sitting here playing all this stuff that's on the radio. Had a kid, some kids walk up and go, "Hey man, can you play Panama by Van Halen?" I'm like, absolutely.
Heck yeah.
I played Panama, and I had four or five teenage girls run up on the stage screaming, going, "What are you doing? Why are you playing this?" Because other people that paid to get in here want to hear something they like. Can't all be Missy Elliott and, you know, and all this other stuff you guys are listening to. It's got to be for everybody. And that, you can't please everybody.
Yeah.
Not anymore. There's just too many genres. So you take rock, like you just named off all these different styles of rock.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But I think we should do that. I think we should come up with a true rock and roll list. Let's make a real one. So that way when you're looking at the list, you're not getting Pat Benatar next to Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
That should not be.
No.
George Michael should not be in next to Joan Jett. It's not rock and roll.
It's not rock and roll.
And dude, I loved Depeche Mode back in the 80s. Loved Depeche Mode. Absolutely. Their music was awesome. Good make-out music. When you go to the beach with the girl, they love the songs. That's not rock and roll, man. Panama was on the radio when Depeche Mode was out. That was rock and roll.
Kenny Loggins, I'm just making sure he's in there. And I believe he is.
That's who I thought did the guitars running Top Gun. I thought
he Oh, my gosh. That stuff. Eligible since 2002. First recording 1976. Previously considered? No.
Loggins?
Yeah. Let me make sure. I mean, let me double check this because it just says here he's not. Yeah, he's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Kenny Loggins.
All right. So we're gonna work on...
Baffled. I am supremely baffled.
We're going to work on Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
There's a list here for the 25 worst Hall of Fame inductees ever.
Oh, love to hear it.
The worst.
Start at the worst. Or start at the...
Well, Richie Valens. Richie Valens. Richie Valens is rock and roll.
Yeah, they're saying he shouldn't have been in it?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, see, Darlene Love... She had a hit back. She has a Christmas song, "Baby Please Come Home for Christmas." You've heard it. It's been running for years. But mm-hmm. That was her. The Dave Clark Five. Mm. Saying they shouldn't be in. Cat Stevens.
He did some rock. If Bob Dylan can be in, he can be in. It's not the worst.
Someone said, "No, Rod Stewart." No. Oh, sorry. Small Faces. I don't know who that is. Donovan, the Paul Butterfield Blues Band, inducted in 2015. Never.
Don't know who they are.
Never. Now, they're saying ELO shouldn't be in.
Are you kidding me?
Those guys are bad.
Guys had some awesome stuff.
I'm just getting to some of my... Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. Frankie Lyman, they were in the beginning of rock and roll.
I don't know who they are. Sure I've heard their stuff.
You have. But... Little Anthony and the Imperials. Del Shannon shouldn't be in. Runaway? Del Shannon?
Yeah.
But he got inducted in 1999. I think that's before he died. They're saying Bobby Darin was not a good choice.
Freddie Fender, is he in there?
No. Chicago? Now, Chicago was a rock slash...
Or glam rock.
Well, no, but the old Chicago before Peter Cetera.
Yeah, that was rock.
They were rock.
Yeah.
for their time.
Absolutely.
Then in the '80s, they went into pop.
But still, great rock music, and they were innovators.
Yes. They're saying Bon Jovi shouldn't be in.
Well, that's a load of crap.
That's a load of crap.
He absolutely should be in there.
Journey, come on.
Yeah. How does anyone listen to Journey stuff and not go absolutely in?
Moody Blues. Jeff Beck. Poor choice.
Are you shitting me?
No, inducted in 2009.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is...
It's like saying Jimmy Page should
25 worst rock and roll Hall of Fame inductees ever. That's ridiculous. Jeff Beck, come on. Give me a break.
That guy was the leader in innovation of guitar playing.
Absolutely.
Same person that goes, Led Zeppelin was okay. Jimmy Page was an all right guitarist.
Yeah, he was all right.
He was okay.
I'm trying to find one that I'm up to.
John Bonham, he was an all right drummer.
So number three is Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Joan Jett was
rocking
innovator.
Absolutely.
Woman. Percy Sledge, number two for 25. Worst inductees, Percy Sledge. He wasn't really rock and roll though.
Got me was Tina Turner and Ike and Tina Turner.
Number one is Stevie Nicks. now
that's funny.
Is Fleetwood Mac in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah. They're
1998.
Yeah, that was the one. So they came in the year after Joni Mitchell.
Fleetwood Mac?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't get Joni Mitchell. Joni Mitchell was...
She was a big into Paul. I mean, she did a lot of stuff. But she was not... There's not one rock and roll song she ever did. Not one.
No.
She sang Cry Me River songs about things going on in the world.
She was folk.
Not rock and roll. My God. Okay, so that's something we'll have to work on the side, man. We'll have to... throughout the week, you can think of something. We'll message each other and come up with a what's our eligibility factors for our Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And let's come up with a list. We can just make this a side project to put them on, and then we'll categorically put him in top to bottom. Mm-hmm. See where it goes.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
Well, all right. All right.
Well, we killed that horse. All right. Well, I'm B-Dub.
And I am Mike.
And that was Real Rock.
And Real Talk.
Give him the email.
Oh, our email again is realrockrealtalk@gmail.com.
Love to hear your input, smashes, glashes, whatever you want. And we will see you next time.
Route.